everybody. My name is Shannon Mondor. I created Fulfillment in Faith because I discovered that many people want and are desperately searching for help. People of all backgrounds, whether they suffer from an addiction or not, are contacting me. They are scared, don't know who to turn to, don't know what to do next, have no direction in life, and they are wanting guidance. They have searched me out due to my success story of how I battled addiction to alcohol, mental illness, suicide, and lived with an abusive past. I overcame my past and used my experiences to help myself and to gain knowledge on how I could help others to go forward and to find their greatness within as I have. With those tools, I gained confidence, strength, and freedom, and have since published a book, How in the Hell Did I Get Here? And I am a successful mindset and manifesting coach. I made that choice to help others with my experiences, as I have been where so many are right now. So welcome to my podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast, Fulfillment in Faith. I am your host, Shannon Mondor, and today's episode is a continuation of my series, You Are Not the Only One. I was brought forth to do this series because during my healing from my addiction to alcohol, there were so many times that the universe had brought me to my silence. And it was during those times was when I learned so many things about myself and I was guided. I was guided to talk openly about my past, my abuse, my addiction, and to speak my truth. It was from those moments of silence is when we learn, we grow, and then we teach and we help others. Today, I have a very special guest, and her name is Rosie Marocha. She is here to share her story. So thank you, Rosie. How are you?
I'm good, Shannon. Thank you for the intro.
Well, you know, got a little bit of a stumble there. I've got problems with my lips right now, so I don't know.
Hey, nothing's perfect and it's all good.
Oh, you know what? Nothing's ever meant to be perfect. And I'll tell you, I'm definitely not perfect. So, but thank you so much, Rosie, for being here. You could tell the audience just a little bit about yourself. And then I would like you to just really go right straight into your story of what brought you to your stillness. And yeah, just go for it, girl.
So my name is Rosie Marocha, and I'm an empowerment and manifestation life coach. I've been a registered nurse for over 10 years. Among many other hats that I've put on throughout my life, I'm a first generation Canadian born Afghan Hindu, if that resonates with anybody.
And now that's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful, I was going to say. And it comes with its own pressures, I guess you can say. And what brought me to my stillness in my life, and I love the title of the podcast, I must say, because it's actually through that for me too, that a lot of clarity, a lot of breakthroughs and all those things have come forth for me. As in, there's these hidden expectations of who you need to be because of the past programming and whatnot that your parents might, you know, hand down to you and their parents and their parents and their parents. And I find that I was put here so beautifully in the sense that being first generation Canadian, it was challenging for my parents to come here with nothing. So they really focused on putting us through the education system, making sure that we come out on the other end as successful individuals. Now, here we are thinking that you achieve all the success, the bachelor's degree, this, that, and the other thing, you name it, and you think that you are on this path and everything's just going to be perfect. But coming back to the stillness piece for me was I got the career, I finished the education, even though it was hard, it was not easy. Nothing's easy, but you know, and I was sitting there and I'm like, you know, why am I not feeling fulfilled? Okay, chase the next best thing, settle down, have kids, get a house and all these things. Did that too. And I'm still thinking to myself, like, what's going on here? Why do I not feel fulfilled? And it's not that there isn't a lot to be grateful for. I'm absolutely grateful for every single thing that I have in my life. But I really came down to the part where there was programming even around money, for example. Like you have to work hard for it, or it's hard to get, or make sure you save it and you can spend it on certain things, but not on other things. You know what I mean? So, like, you can spend it on food guilt-free. So it's like you have to find the balance in things. And I felt like somewhere I was playing this push pull and game with, working hard, getting the achievements, but it's like, why am I not in receivership of letting what I've worked so hard for work for me, if that makes sense? So taking like those vacations or buying luxurious things and feeling good about it, not bad about it. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're saying because I was on my walk today and I was reminded of these words. And I think these words are really going to resonate with you. What do you believe about yourself? Where did you get those from? Where did you get those beliefs from? And then do you really believe them? And if you don't, are you willing to change them? How do you go about changing them from now on? And though when I go on my walks, it's just like the universe is just like talking to me, talking to me, talking to me. And I was just kind of like, and then of course those words of I am start to come in. And I was brought up, being told that I was dumb, I was stupid, I was ugly, I'm never going to amount to nothing because of the abuse from my brother. And now I was thinking, and I am, when you say I am, anything you put after, Rosie, becomes a reality. And I
Absolutely.
was like, look at me now. Just look at me now. I am strong. I am confident, and that was just so empowering. So, yeah. And it was like, and I was thinking about what are the next quotes that I'm going to put on Facebook for all of my audience to start reading. And I'm like, that's what I'm going to do.
Beautiful.
And exactly what you're talking about is exactly that. What do you believe about yourself? Right? What have you
And
been told to
how,
believe?
yeah, and how to shift those beliefs, right? Because if those beliefs that are coming into your awareness are clearly not serving you, you have to dig deeper and do the inner work. And this is what brought me to this personal growth and self-development field of work, because in doing the self-study myself, I came to know the power and the greatness of who we are and what lies within, and how we can shift our beliefs and how we can shift our identities and shape shift into whatever it is that we want to create, because it's possible for us. You know what I mean? But you have to get out of your own way in order to create that. So it was a lot of inner work. And it still is. It continues. Those paradigms will keep on showing up in our lives. And you'll work to them and through them throughout your entire life. And that's the journey that we're here for. And that's the beautiful part. So in doing the inner work and learning about manifestation and stuff like that, this is what led me to wanting to teach this to people so that they stop playing victim in their life and they own up to what they want to create, and then step into that version and create it and live it and be it. And then magnetize all those beautiful things that the universe has to deliver for us that we were blocking all this time.
And I think the one thing really people really need to understand is a lot of times you don't even realize that you're playing the victim role. You just really don't. I know that from experience. Like I didn't realize I was playing the victim role, but I was on a daily basis. And I think that's the first thing of coming to the realization of and owning that. Right. And then
I
once
couldn't
you do,
agree
you go
more.
forward from there. But it's so true. You do not realize that you are playing the victim.
And it would show up in the form in my relationship and stuff like that, like throughout my marriage even. It was a tough place to be. And I'm like, but I manifested this individual. Like, what is going on here? And it had to do a lot with me reshaping these really deep-rooted subconscious programmings that I had that perhaps came obviously from the past and through my ancestors and stuff like that, which is fine. It's nothing to blame once again. It's just to bring to your awareness, because you see, we live in a world of polarity, and you have to be able to identify. You wouldn't appreciate the positives in life if you didn't have the negatives to relate to. So this is why we go through these things. And again, it's important not to remain in the victimhood of it. It's to go above it, rise above it, and focus more so on what it is that you do want to create versus what you don't. We tend to stay too much in the don't wants, and that's what shows up, and we wonder why it's happening. When if you shifted your energy, your thought process, your emotions, and the feelings, and your most dominant thoughts that are running through your mind throughout the day towards the things that you do want, more of those will show up because you're gonna do the inner work. You're gonna be doing the inner work of what it is that you're putting out there, which will then reciprocate itself back to you tenfold, if that, if not that, you know?
Absolutely. And I love when it comes to personal development for people that are just starting to get into it. What I love about personal development is you can do it all in total baby steps. And what Rosie just said there in regards of what you do want and what you don't want, that is a baby step of personal development. And the more that you recognize that on a daily basis, because we do live in contrast constantly, and it's for that reason. But we also bring that contrast to us. And that's what you need to understand. So if you like something, bring more of that in. If you don't like something, remove that. But at least you recognize this is what I do like, this is what I don't like. Baby steps.
Yes, baby steps are so important because, you know, think about it in the way that you are a 10-watt wire trying to bring in something that's 100-watt energy. Your nervous system is going to be like, whoa, what are you doing to me? You know what I mean? So if you take the baby steps, knowing with full faith, instead of coming from a place of fear, that you're going to achieve and reach the point that you desire, it'll inevitably come, and it'll come in like come in pretty smoothly. Contrast does show up because, you know, the law of rhythm is constantly taking place, and contrast is just going to show you more and more, perhaps, of what you don't want, but then that's where you set firm boundaries and it's absolute no to those. And you just continue in that focus of full faith, and what you want is inevitably going to come to you.
And I love how you brought in the boundaries, Rosie, because if you're starting to see something over and over and over and over in your life, number one, you are creating that. Number two, that's the universe saying, hey, wake up. How long are you going to continue with this? You don't like it. So you need to stop it. Set your healthy boundaries. That's where your strength
Exactly.
comes in.
I felt like a hamster on a wheel for a long time. And I was like, okay,
God,
I need to grow.
why
I can't do this anymore.
that?
Right. And it's so
Oh,
cyclical. And
man.
you're like, what do I do different? What am I not doing? Like, what's going on here? You feel stuck. And this is why coaching is so important. And it's the way of like the future, if not the now, because when you have someone to guide you through things that have been through it, they'll show you your blind spots. Let's just put it that way, you know?
Yeah.
But
Or
you
they're
have.
also there to help confirm what you're seeing. Yeah, that's real. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Or that
Yeah.
little tap on the shoulder saying, hello.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is where, once again, stillness is so profound because you can't listen to your inner compass if you're not grounded, if you're not practicing meditation and other modalities that'll allow you to tune back into your heart and your inner reflection of what it is that you want. We don't take enough time out to stop and actually pencil down what do you want? Because if you're not clear on it, the universe cannot get clear on what it is it needs to deliver to you. So it's delivering, but if you're chaotic in your thought process, then what's coming at you is going to reflect exactly that.
One of the biggest lessons that I know that I learned after I wrote my book, and I'm like going through it before it goes to the publishers, and I was like, oh my God, like all this happened in my life. Are you kidding me? And that's one thing I strongly recommend to everybody. If you are really stuck, write your story down, write your life down on a piece of paper or however, and you can just jot out the major points. And just by looking at it visually, you can see where things are repeated over and over and over again. Those are where you have to set those healthy boundaries. And that's where you have to make sure, that's where you come into the realization of like, oh my God, this is where I need to stop and advance and you know, continue to change or whatever. And seeing that visually is a really, really, really big deal. And I strongly advise people to do that. And I do that with my in the coaching. Yeah. Write
Same
your
here.
story down because it's so important. That's your story. And you can change whatever chapter you want to change to become that individual that you want to be. And
Yes.
You do that also in your coaching, Rosie?
I do. I was just going to say
think,
that. I tell people to
so
turn
strong.
Their observer on, because in my life, I turn my observer on. I see myself in different circumstances, situations. How could I have seen it better? How could I have reacted different? How could I responded different? I should say, not reacted. Reacted is from past programming. Responding is making the conscious effort change to decide to respond to it differently and not from your like default set programming. How would you like to be so that you can shift it? And when you do it, it becomes a habit, and that habit becomes change, right?
Yeah.
So this is what I do in my coaching practice too. I have people turn on their observer. So you have the ability to observe yourself in situations, how you enact it. And as you said, you have the ability to change your thought process about something. And this is where perception kicks in, right? The what we perceive to be true will be true. So have better perceptions, perhaps, right?
Yeah.
Through building awareness.
Yeah. And really look around at your life, because your life outside is what's telling you what's going on the inside. And a lot of people don't see that either because they're so focused on the outside.
Yeah.
Always, always. Yeah. Yeah. Geez, you're just like a little book full of knowledge there, Rosie.
So are you. We all are.
I know, we all are. We just have to tap into it. So what have you learned throughout your whole process, my dear?
That nothing is outside of me. Everything starts from within first. And that I can change it to be whatever I want it to be. And once again, it starts from the inside out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what is it that you want to share with others that are out there struggling, not knowing? Because we all get to that point in our life where it's like you do want to change. Yeah. And you know things that you know things intuitively are just you're not happy.
Yeah.
So what is that that you would give to those people advice on regarding that? Where would they begin? Where do they start?
Start with gratitude. Gratitude is so profound, as in there's something to be grateful for no matter what. And I also use this as a starting point for people as well, as in there's so much to be grateful for, but you're always, if you're focused on the lack is what you're going to keep on getting. Mm-hmm. But when you're focusing on the gratitude of things that are actually priceless, life itself is priceless, right? You're here today. You don't know if it's your last breath, when it is. So why are you wasting your time on limiting beliefs when there's so much out there for you to do, be, have, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're stuck and you feel like there's no way out, believe me, that is the point where your life is about to change, and just be ready for it. But be ready in the sense that you want to create a better life for yourself, not that you're digging yourself like a greater grave, to be honest. Like the grave is the end point for all of us, regardless in this physical form, but the spirit is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
So be playful, know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and seek mentorship. It'll be life-changing for you.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And when you had mentioned gratitude, I do a gratitude journal every single morning when I get up and I do my meditations and I got my little rituals. And it was so profound for me this morning, because as I'm writing my gratitude down and I couldn't remember yesterday. And that was a real wake-up call for me that I am not present enough on what's happening right then when I was doing my gratitude. I was questioning myself, am I actually in my presence right now? Or am I off thinking about things? And I was just like, wow, that just really brings me back to where I need to be. It made me reevaluate things too in that moment. Am I too busy on a daily basis now, that I'm starting to lose the passion and love that I'm doing on a daily basis because I'm not present, because gratitude to me usually just flows out of me. So it just really brought me back to really think about, okay, are things good with me? And that's one thing I really stress with people too, is do that gratitude journal every day. And I mean, like, it can be the most simplest things, you know, waking up and you're so happy that, you know, whether you're having oatmeal for breakfast, or it was a beautiful day outside, or I went for my 6K walk or whatever. And once you, and that it's those little things that really bring you present, because the little things that you're so grateful for is what brings all these magnificent, huge things to you, because you can't receive any of those until you start having gratitude for the little things in life. But that was just a really huge eye opener for me today, because I had to really think, Rosie, what did I do yesterday? What did I do yesterday? And then it was like, okay, here we go from there. Do you ever have moments like that too, Rosie?
I think inevitably all of us, we do have it. Whether we admit it to ourselves or not is a different thing. But yeah, when you see yourself feeling anxious, depressed, or caught up in your thoughts, it's because you're either worried about the future or living in the past. And you're not being present in your, like, now moment. And that is very important, because there's so much, as I said, in any given moment to be grateful for.
Yes,
it's just that, it really can
is.
You come back down to it? And a simple practice even that people could do is, like, use your five senses, get them involved, and be grateful for something that you have right here, right now. You know what I mean? And you're going to find something. There is, but it's just, it's bringing it into your awareness. And it's not a practice that people do on a day-to-day basis, because they're so caught up with the things they feel like they need to chase. So yeah, practicing gratitude is profound for me too.
And what I was thinking at when, you know, when we first got talking about this gratitude on this podcast here was, I'm very mindful. You're very mindful. This is what we do for a living. Like, we live it, breathe it, we walk it, we talk it, right? And I was thinking, wow, for those individuals out there that are just getting into it, or don't even practice it at all, this is where, you know, they really need to focus on, because everybody, how many of us out there, I used to live a life of being a hamster on that hamster wheel, day in, day out, day in, day out. And there's so many people out there that are living that life, and they're just, it's just over and over and over. And it's just, when you want to get off that hamster wheel, that's where you and I come in, and we're there to help people.
And it's no coincidence when you come into this type of material or the people that start showing up on your page. It's not a coincidence. It's always there. It's always been there. I remember when I first started listening to Abraham Hicks, for example, and I was like, this is dated back in like 1900s or 1900. Yeah, like late 1900s, early 2000s. And I was like, really? Like, where was I? Well, I wasn't there.
I went to Toronto. And I got to, well, you know, Esther and Jerry Hicks with Abraham. And I also got to see Dr. Wayne Dyer. Dr. Wayne Dyer pulled me on the stage. I was pregnant. And that was just amazing.
If you look back on those moments in your life, those were like God's way of speaking to you through people. You know what I mean? And putting you back, like bringing you back on the path of alignment with yourself.
Yeah, I was pregnant with my son at the time, and Dr. Wayne Dyer had just published his book, and there was about 700 of us in the audience, and he had said that he wanted to sign copies for any women in the audience that were pregnant and to please come on stage. I was the only one pregnant. And so I got called up to go on stage, and he did a blessing on my stomach. And I'll tell you, to be touched by a man like that, that I just worshiped, and I still listened to him every day. And I was like, oh my God, I was just in tears. I was absolutely in tears as he was blessing my belly. Yeah. And then he gave me a signed copy, and then I went off the stage and went back to my seat. But that was a very empowering moment. I'll never,
Can
ever
you imagine?
Ever. Yeah. It's just
the fact that you were the only pregnant one, right?
I know.
Talk about being at the right place at the right time.
And that was the one thing I was like, you're telling me I'm the only pregnant woman in all of this. I think there were 700, 750 in that conference room downtown Toronto. And I was the only one. That was so meant to be for me to go up there and be touched by this man.
I
There's
love that.
It's just wonderful. Where are you now in your life, Rosie?
So I'm building this beautiful business of mine that is obviously soul-led in a sense, where I am creating this environment for people to go through healing, be coached through healing, and then step into their power and create their best life. That's where I'm at. I want people to understand how powerful they are in creating their reality and being able to live out the life that they desire. And nothing is impossible for you. So
That's beautiful.
that's where I'm at.
That's beautiful. Now we're going to get into the closing notes here, and I want you to tell the audience out there how they can get a hold of you, your coaching business, your website, everything, because you're a darn good coach, and I really believe that you will, well, you are changing a lot of lives out there, and I am going to be there to help you become the individual that you want to be, because that's what we do.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I am on Instagram. My handle is I am Rosie Marocha. And my website is rosiemarocha.com. I offer one-on-one and group coaching through my Master Me program. I also offer, I'll be offering lower ticket programs that I am in the works of right now. So you'll find all of that on my website. I do have a free gratitude journal that you can download as well, which is also available on my website, or you can check the link in my bio on Instagram. There's also a community that I have been building on Facebook. It's called Conscious Expansion. Also, it would be in the link in my bio. And that's pretty much it for. I'm also on TikTok and other handles as well, but predominantly I focus on Instagram. So we'll see you there. And that's pretty much it.
That's a lot. It's not pretty much it. That's a lot.
I
You're
know.
amazing. You're absolutely amazing. And I'm so glad that you're on my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I absolutely loved it. And our friendship and everything is going to continue, and we've got a long journey ahead of us. And yeah, this was absolutely amazing. So I want to thank you, Rosie, for being on my podcast. You're and being a part of my journey, because the more people that I add to my guest list, the more people I learn from. And just having that community all in itself is absolutely amazing. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of the direction that you're going, and I'm so proud that you are making a difference in so many people's lives. So thank you for being a guest.
Thank you once again for having me.
So in closing, if you like this podcast, I ask that you please subscribe and that you share and tell all of your friends about this episode. I also invite you to go to my website, shannonmondor.com, and check it out and look at my one-on-one coaching and my Fulfillment in Faith program, which is a 6-month personal development program, which will absolutely change your life. So I want to thank everybody that's listening today, and you are listening for a specific reason. I just want everybody to know that you're either attracted to my energy or you are attracted to my lovely Rosie, her energy. So I want to thank all of you for listening, and I want to give a final thank you to this lovely lady, Rosie. So thank you, Rosie. I want to say thank you for sharing this time with me. And don't forget to subscribe so you receive every episode. And please share this podcast with others. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And if you would like more information on my mindset and manifesting coaching, go to shannonmondor.com. Until next episode, blessings to all, and thank you for being a part of my journey.